This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The May unemployment report will be upon us Friday morning, and I'm not going to hazard a guess as to either the rate or the number of new jobs in this economy, but I will offer this none-too-shocking preview. The numbers will show too many people are still out of work and have been for too long. One way to get people into new jobs in this post-Great Recession economy is the good old-fashioned job fair. You hear a lot about them, but not so much about what goes on inside them and whether anyone actually gets hired at them. So we sent Marketplace's Mark Garrison to a career fair in New York City for a little look-see.
Out on the sidewalk in front of a Midtown Holiday Inn, hundreds are lined up waiting to get inside the job fair in the hotel's ballroom. Those at the very front got here more than an hour before it even opens. Victor Jackson's been out of work a couple months.
Actually looking for a union job or something with good benefits. So I have a child I need to take care of and try to get back on my feet.
The guy from the company running the job fair gets word over a walkie-talkie. Let him in.
How you doing, sir? Walk in to the left, down the hall.
Inside the ballroom, several tables advertise government and nonprofit jobs. NYPD officers are here, armed with glossy posters and swag. So are many for-profit colleges angling for students. Most of the rest of the tables promise sales jobs, mainly for companies you've never heard of. Jackson heads straight for his first target.
Who are you online for right now?
Right now I'm waiting for the U.S. Postal Service.
He's not alone. The Postal Service has the longest lines in the room all day. Here's what job seekers hear.
All of our application process is online.
Over at the table for the nonprofit Boys Town, it's a similar experience. Over.
Take my brochure. That's our website.
And over.
Have a look at our website.
And over.
You go online, boystown.org. You can see the various positions we have.
At table after table, job hunters are told to do what they could have done at home in their pajamas. Apply online. John Jelly is executive director of Boys Town, New York.
There's no actually interviews or anything today. It's more just getting that interest and driving people towards the application process.
This is a for-profit job fair where employers pay an organizer for the right to be here. The table starts around $1,200, depending on the package. They wouldn't pay it if they didn't believe coming here will get them new applicants they wouldn't find otherwise. More than 500 job seekers stream through today. But the reality is, at most job fairs, everybody goes home without a job.
It's still basically a crapshoot.
Adam Vega is unemployed and has been to enough job fairs to develop a thick skepticism. So why is he here?
You might not even get anything accomplished, but just the mere fact you got up and attempted it sort of pushes you away from that lazy side. So you can go to bed, you know, with a clear mind.
But many career consultants think job fairs are a waste of time.
The problem with job fairs is they're an en masse kind of activity.
John Challenger is CEO of Challenger Gray & Christmas, which specializes in finding jobs for laid-off workers.
The interaction between the employer and the potential recruit just isn't strong enough.
A while back, Challenger surveyed HR execs about what career search techniques are most effective. Guess where job fairs rank?
Dead last.
Even reading newspaper want ads is seen as more effective. At the top of the list is networking.
Career fairs are just that. They are networking.
Mike Brown doesn't agree with job fair critics. No surprise, since he owns Choice Career Fairs. In business more than a decade, he put on the New York event and produces dozens of them nationwide. He shows us the calendar in his Las Vegas office.
On June 12th, we have San Antonio and Albuquerque, along with Cleveland. The end of the month.
Back at the New York job fair, the recruiters agree, saying face-to-face contact is an edge for job hunters.
We have an interview slot open tomorrow at 11.
Christy Day with Aflac is lining up meetings later in the week with some promising candidates. She's seen career fair hires do well.
Our second highest performing agent came from a job fair, so we do have excellent success.
Several days later, she tells me they're close to hiring a couple people from this job fair. Those two probably don't feel like they wasted an afternoon. The unemployed have ample time, and the best way to use it is ultimately up to them. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.